Well, over the last few weeks, my special guest and I, life coach Sally Tebow, has been exploring Dr. Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. So the first week was Habit 1, Be Proactive. Habit 2, Begin with the End in Mind. Last week, we looked at Habit 3, To Put First Things First. And of course, Habit 4 this week is Think Win-Win or No Deal. Let's chat this through. Sally Tebow, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So essentially, what does that mean? Think win-win or no deal?
You know, oftentimes we'll go into a negotiation or even if you're having an argument with somebody with the intent to win. And we often think in terms of compromise. Okay, so if we compromise, maybe you're not going to be so happy. Maybe I'm not going to be so happy. What Dr. Covey asks us to look through is looking at life as a cooperative arena, not a competitive one. So win-win is a frame of mind and heart that constantly seeks mutual benefit for all human interactions. So it's not someone having to compromise, and it's actually looking at what I like to say, empowered collaboration. How can we come together where I feel I'm being heard and I'm listening to you to see what you say, and we'll see if we can reach some type of mutual agreement.
When I first heard that phrase, you know, think win-win or no deal, I didn't think of the TV show. But what I did think of was, you know, initially that sounds almost like a business kind of term deal thing. But I mean, he's talking like every area of life here, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And, you know, the one thing that happens, especially in relationships where people are trying to negotiate, often there's this thing about compromise where somebody, often the one less vocal, can often be the one who doesn't get their needs met. And really, compromise, there's always a bit of a, I didn't get what I want, or I don't feel heard. But when you think we win or no deal, in other words, we can agree to disagree. So if we can't create a resolution, let's just agree to disagree on this particular issue. And that's a far more empowering way than trying to change somebody's mind or one wins and one loses.
And I loved what you said before. It's cooperative, not competitive. I love that.
Yeah.
Life is a cooperative arena, not a competitive one. And when we come in with this mentality, the other person, if you know, can't help but go, oh, A, I feel like you're hearing me. I feel respected. And I can trust you because you're coming in with, I'm not trying to get one up on you here. I'm trying to actually work with you. So let's do this together. And that builds a different type of relationship, doesn't it?
It sure does. You know, and I think, you know, one of the things is sort of to understand that when people are involved in negotiation, each one wants to win. Of course, that's the way it works. But you know, it's like a real estate deal. It's what you have real estate agents, you know, vendors and a buyer. And they each kind of meet in the middle, basically. A buyer wants a certain price, the vendor doesn't want to pay that price, but it's up to the real estate agent, a good agent, to ensure that both parties feel that they win. And that's sort of like, you know, for all of us, you know, if you're having an argument with your partner, you know, if you're trying to make them wrong, no one wins. There's always going to be that sense of I've been manipulated, I haven't been heard, and it will raise its ugly head at some other time down in the relationship when, you know, up will pop, you never heard, you didn't hear what I was saying.
It is habit 4, think win-win or no deal. Be cooperative, not competitive. That's the advice today from life coach, author and speaker Sally Tebow. Now, you can find out more at Sally's website, sallytebow.com.au. Tebow is T-H-I-B-A-U-L-T, Sally Tebow. Tebow.com.au. As always, Sally, thank you for that. We will talk Habit 5 next week. Until then, you take care.
Yep. Thank you, Tim. Bye.